today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for joining us on IRIB English Radio and this episode of today's special. We're speaking about poverty in Islam. Today, Sunday, is the 5th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the second chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 261.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
The example of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is like a seed of grain which grows 7 spikes. In each spike is 100 grains. And Allah multiplies His reward for whom He wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Enjoining others to giving charity and prohibition from immoderation and extravagance are the best way to solving the problem of the difference of social classes. On the other hand, the appearance and spread of usury is the origin and motive of social classes to be created. That many be why that the necessity of giving charity and prohibition of usury are stated beside each other in the Holy Quran. By the way, it should be noted, it is not so that any grain of corn planted in any land does grow 7 ears with 100 grains, but the grain should be safe, the land should be susceptible, the time must be appropriate, and the preparation and protection should be complete.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
The topic of this episode of today's special is poverty in Islam. In Islamic viewpoint, the problem of poverty occupies a central place in Islamic ethics. Indeed, it is arguably the first social issue that the Quran addresses, beginning with some of the earliest revelations relieved by the Prophet Muhammad. The claims of the poor and the obligations of the wealthy are moral issues taken up by hundreds of Quranic verses. Likewise, the Hadith literature is rich in moral admonitions and practical instructions that reflect according to Islamic tradition, the Prophet's teachings and reforms on this subject. Two of Islam's pillars of faith bear directly or indirectly on the issue of poverty. Zakat, which is the duty of the rich to pay alms to the poor, and Psalm, or fasting during the month of Ramadan, which is intended in part to cultivate empathy for the destitute. Islamic law devotes considerable attention to the institution of waqf, or charitable trusts.
Sheikh Rouhani.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Poverty is one of the very significant and at the same time challenging subject and topic that can be discussed from different perspectives. Sometimes someone might have a lot of, for example, money and wealth, but since mentally he is poor, he is not able to make use of those wealth properly and truly. So that's why for a Muslim, the first important point is this: to empower himself, to enrich himself spiritually and mentally, in terms of knowledge, in terms of thought, in terms of understanding, in terms of beliefs, ideas, ideals, lifestyle. So in terms of these kind of things, a person must be rich and not poor. This is the first point. So that's why when it comes to the Prophet's life and Imam alayhi salatu wasalam's lifestyle, we see that they tried their best, first of all, to teach Muslims the true life, the true lifestyle. In the true lifestyle, first of all, you should solve those problems that you might face, first of all, in your minds. Mentality is important, the first step. Because once you became strong and powerful in your mind, in terms of your thoughts, in terms of your ideas, then automatically you will find solutions to the problems that you might face in your lives. Because you are strong enough to face any challenges, any problems, to solve them in your life. And then you rely on a very solid and strong and powerful kind of beliefs, ideas, principles in your life that can help you to go forward, to grow up.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Here we have some means described by Islam to solve poverty. Seeking refuge with Allah from poverty. This sunnah relates to us what the Prophet used to do and what he taught his ummah to do, which is seeking refuge to Allah from poverty because of the effect that it has on a person, his family, and his society. It was narrated from the Prophet used to say in his prayer, O Allah, I seek refuge with you from sin and heavy debt. Someone said to him, how often you seek refuge from heavy debt? He said, when a man gets into debt, he speaks and tells lies, and he makes a promise and breaks it. meets regularly with new Muslims. What is it? It's one of the tips that our imams used for helping the poor and needy. New Muslims are in need of a lot of support and encouragement, especially when they first embrace Islam. Most of the time, they do not have the support system of a tight-knit family to help them out when they are in need or difficulty. By meeting with new Muslims individually and privately on a regular basis to see how they are doing, you as an imam can work to ensure their financial and educational, as well as other needs, are met by the Muslim community.
Allah says, "Oh, you people, every one of you, every single one of you has been created by me, are indeed poor. And I am the wealthy. I am the rich." This is Allah's formula. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara. You're all poor. Wallahu huwa al-ghani. And Allah is the ultimate rich. Allah is the ultimate wealthy. What are the messages of this ayah? The message of this ayah is to tell us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never in need, and we are always in need of Allah. Because what is the definition of somebody that is poor, who is in need? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only entity, existence, which is independent. He is never in need, and we are dependent, so we are in need. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first message of the ayah wants to tell us, you will always be in need. Even if you have $20 billion, you'll still be in need. You'll be in need of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never in need. Number two, the ayah is telling us that, listen, you don't need other human beings. You need Allah. Because other human beings are also in need. Other human beings are faqir, just like you are faqir. So why would you go and ask a faqir, somebody that is in need, for your needs? Ask the existence, the one and only, who is never in need. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll learn about Islamic views on poverty more on the next episode of today's special, tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي